Hey, and welcome to the Full Weight of Joy podcast, the podcast for women who are done stressing about the weight of the world, of expectations, and settling for status quo, and ready to step into the full weight of joy. Joy in the journey, whether up or down, joy through the life's challenges, and joy in loving your life right where you are, even though sometimes we feel like chucking it all and moving to Bali. It's for women who are ready to step into who God called them to be. He chose you to be in this world. He created you for a specific purpose. God called us to be the light on a hill, and by embracing who you are and whose you are, you can stand on that hill and shine. The best part, when you're standing next to another woman who's also on the journey, the world gets brighter. My name is Tammy. I'm your host and a master certified life coach and a trained therapist. For over a decade, I've been helping women do just that. Step into who they're called to be and shine. Are you ready, friend, to start your journey? Let's do this.
Welcome back to the podcast. My name is Tammy, and today is a special episode for me. This is an episode that I have been looking forward to. It's also it's airing on a day that is, it's an emotionally charged day. It's a day that my body feels days, weeks, months before it actually comes. And the fact that they both air, like they merge to the same moment, at first it kind of got me in this like, oh, I can't, I need to do it right. Like, what should I do for this, this episode? And just to let the cat out of the bag, this is my 200th episode. For 200 episodes, I have not missed a week. I started this journey with one episode a week on a Monday, and now I do a Monday and a Thursday just because I felt like God called me that, like, pour into this. This is something that this is part of my ministry. This is part of my my building. This is part of my purpose. This is part of my calling. And the fact that this is a 200th episode is really special because the statistics of podcasts that last 200 episodes is like less than 1% of the podcasts created would get to 100 episodes. I think it's 3% of the podcasts created get to 100 episodes, but to get to 200 is less than 1%. And like, is that 1% of all of them, 1% of the one, you know, the 3%, you know, anyway, I'm joking about that, but it's still, when I started the journey of podcasting, I didn't know where it was going to go. When I started in January, 2021. Yeah, there we go. January 2021. I didn't know what the true purpose of it was. I just was following God's prompting to do it. I started as her restored spirit, and I walked on this journey, and I walked with you on your journey towards restoration. And last fall, I transformed her restored spirit to the full weight of joy. And I talk in another episode about the reason why I did that, and the fact that, like, we can carry so many heavy things in life, or we can carry the full weight of joy despite them, in spite of them, and through them. And that's an intentional step that I make daily. And then I was looking at it like, okay, 200 episodes, let me, you know, get my office. I want to sit in my comfy office chair, and I want to, you know, I want it to be easy because I love podcasting. And here if you're watching on the YouTube, you see that I am in an empty room with just shelves. If you're just hearing the podcast, you're like, why is it kind of echoey in where Tammy is? Like, the sound isn't as great. It's because of the things that have happened over the last week. The things that, like, the distractions and delays and our internet was cut, and it's really hard to create a podcast without internet. It's hard to do a video. And the way that I edit it and everything is through us on this online program. And it's hard to do that when you don't have online. And so here I am sitting in the neighbor's neighbor's room empty because they have Wi-Fi. And so here I am and I'm freezing because the heat's not on because it's supposed to be spring and it's like 30 degrees outside. I'm supposed to be going to Alabama later today, which I am going. It's a matter of, you know, getting all the things done first. And one of the things that we're coming up on is our 12th Heavens Day. March 28th holds a special day for my family, and a special and a deep, and it hits us different every year. And if you've been through grief, you know that it doesn't stop with time. It changes, it shifts. And some years it is easier and some years it's deeper and it hits you from out of nowhere. And this one has been a unique one because we've had so many blessings that I can be grateful for, so many blessings that God has poured into our life this year. And it still doesn't diminish the fact that we miss me so much and that we walked through this grief journey, that we're walking into this through this shadow of the valley of death. And if you have kids, you know that it doesn't ever go away. Like it's something that it comes into every conversation, it comes into every experience. And this year in particular has been tough for my daughter. And we're walking through that and the way she's 14. And let me tell you, I'm not completely in control of her emotions. Like her EQ level is high on some days and really low on others. And so, you know, it lashes out as behaviors and explosions and yelling and crying and just not understanding your emotions. And so we've been walking through and, you know, and it's like, oh, the 200th episode is airing on Heaven's Day. And it's like such a really exciting thing that I've worked really hard for. And I'm so grateful that God's been with me on this journey. And this experience that is a really emotional time and is also, I'm fully aware that I don't believe that your pain is your purpose, but I believe that your pain can draw out your purpose. I believe that your pain, the things that you walk through, highlight and strengthen you. And I'm very much aware that I wouldn't be here with my 200th episode if it wasn't for walking through my husband's death. This is not my experience, my first experience with death. I lost my mom a few years before. I lost some of my earliest memories are of important people in my life passing away, or important experience, like people that I loved. Like my first memory that I have is this earliest childhood memory. And I know I was around two when I picture it. I don't know all of it. It's a glimpse. But I know that it's of my grandfather's funeral. And I know that because my mom, when I talked to her about it, she's like, oh, you don't remember that. And I was like, I remember what we were wearing. I remember where you were sitting. I remember where grandma was sitting. I remember going back and forth between the two of you. And she's like, you were so little. How did you remember that? I was like, because it made a mark in my heart and I didn't know why. So I'm very aware that this 12th Heavens Day makes this 200th episode possible. And so I was trying to think about what I wanted this 200th episode to be about. And when I was thinking about it, I didn't put two and two together of the day that it would air. That's not what I initially thought about. But then when I started looking at the calendar and I was like, oh, buddy, oh, like this is a momentous occasion. And I'm like, how can I celebrate it and hold it dear? Because so how many moments in our life are partnered with a grief and a sadness and a celebration and a life? And I don't know at this time what I'm going to call this episode. I typically do the title after, because I have notes, I have an outline. I pray and I'm like, okay, Lord, what do I need to bring up in this episode? And one of the themes that keep reminding me is that is you were chosen to live. This is one of those thoughts that every time I was like, okay, what do I want to talk about for this 200th episode? Let's celebrate my 36,000 downloads and my all of these things that I have accomplished and that are through God's strength. Let me just tell you right now, because when you look at it on paper, you're like, how, Tammy? And then that's when I get to say, but God. It is all but God. You were chosen to live. This is something that has been on my heart for, for many, many years. I'd say around 12 years. Because there's so many times when you're early in your grief and you're like, why me? Why do I have to go through this? Why do I have to walk this walk? What is it? And like, why me? And one of the things that God would whisper back to me is, why not you? If not you, then who? And some of those things that I grappled with, some of the things of the reason why was it me that was saved instead of D? Why isn't that I wasn't in an accident and he got to carry this burden of raising grieving children? And sometimes, when you're angry, when you're in grief, you don't, the nicest things and the most logical things don't come out. And I was angry with him for a while because I felt like he took the easy way out. And I say this knowing that he had no control over the circumstances. He had no, this is not a decision he made. And I say this knowing, I'm going to caveat this for a moment, because I know that there's many of you who listen, who are survivors of suicide. And so I'm going to tell you right now that I don't believe that, and I'm choosing my words carefully, because I don't want to, I don't want you to feel like, I don't want to offend you. I don't want to bring extra grief to you. So hear my heart and don't hear what I'm not saying. I don't believe even suicide is a choice. I believe it gets to a point, healthy people don't make that decision. You get to the point where you feel like there's nothing else you can do. So know that I'm not separating you here from the fact that my husband it was an accident and it was, a series of events that concluded in him losing his life. So I just wanted to say that I truly don't, I'm not separating you here. I'm not pulling this aside. I'm not making a point in when I'm saying this, that you were chosen to live. What I'm saying is that these circumstances, you were chosen to carry this burden. And it sucks. And it's so hard. And there's times that I was angry and it's like, why me? And then that's when God gets to, that's what he whispers back. It's because I know what you do through this. I know the decisions that you're going to make through this. And I know that you're up for the challenge. And that I know that I'm with you. It doesn't make it any easier. But I know that I was chosen to live. I tell my friends often, and this is something that I've reminded myself recently, because my son and I, we know we butt heads a lot. And he was blaming me for a lot of the things. And God whispered it back to me when I was praying after, just because it broke my heart. Because I do things too. What I think is, as parents, we do things that are the best for our kids. And I was reminded in that moment that God's like, Tammy, I chose you to be his mom because you are the mom he needs. Also, I chose him to be your son because he's the son that you needed, that you need. And I was like, darn it, I will get up tomorrow and I will parent again because we need each other. And I even told him that. I was like, you know what? I'm not going to apologize for something, for my decisions. I will apologize for loving too much. And I will apologize for the mistakes that I've made because I'm not perfect. But I'm not going to apologize for doing what I think is best and what I believe God is calling me to. And so I do. There's a lot of things I have to apologize for. But what he was saying was my fault was actually, I don't believe it is. I believe that that's what he needs. He needs me to push him to try. But just as God chose him to be my son and me to be his mom, he chose you to be your spouse's wife. He chose you to walk this grief journey because he knows what's possible through it. He knows how you can, he knows that you can be an overcomer. And so when I say that you're the one chosen to live, you're the one chosen to overcome. You're the one chosen. And though it doesn't make it any easier, also take strength from it because it's not a haphazard. It wasn't an accident. And your purpose can be found through it. That pain is not your purpose. You don't have to stay in the pain. You don't have to stay in the grief, that active grief your whole life. That is not the purpose here. If you look at Job's life, and I've mentioned him several times because I'm fascinated and I don't understand it. And now I'm understanding more of it as I am realizing that the latter can be better than the former. But God, it's because of what you grow through. It's because of how you can impact others. It's because there is no lack of trials in this world. And you're chosen to walk through it, to be there for someone who's coming out of it or who is about to go through it or is, you know, needs mentorship to stay away from it, whatever it may be. You were chosen to live. And I say this in another way, because there's so many people, and if this is you, I say this with love and support and comfort, and that being alive and living are two different things. Managing life and experiencing joy are two very different things. And I believe that's the difference between being alive and living. We go through these things not to pull us down, but to raise us up. We go through these things to overcome, to shape us, to pull out the fire that's within us. And it's not fair. There's nothing in the Bible doesn't tell us that it'll be fair or unfair. It states that life is unfair. It talks about how we will have trials even when we have Jesus. We will have trials even if we've been through trials before. And we were chosen to live. Friend, I don't know what you were chosen to walk through. I don't know what you were chosen to live through. And I don't know the decisions that you've made up to this point to listening to this podcast. Listening to this, and I hope that I really hope that it inspires someone to stop choosing to just be alive and they make that leap to start living. I'm going to speak from the widow's perspective for a moment because there's so many widows that they lose their husband. And from that moment, they choose not to live anymore. They're still alive, but they're not living a life of joy. They're not living a life of excitement and love and peace and kindness and goodness, that they're sitting in this pain and that has become their purpose. And it's to the point where they're a victim of their pain. And I don't want that for you. I don't want that. And I don't know how you're limiting yourself. The last podcast was on limiting beliefs, and I'm going to pick that back up in a little while and talk more about that because I do believe that our thoughts hold us back a lot. You can still have your grief and you can live your life. You can still experience life and have those memories that you want to hold. You don't have to choose one or the other. And the more we are chosen to live, to experience life, to have joy in our life, God does not mean for us to sit in pain. whether it's physical or emotional or spiritual, or there's so much hurt. You don't have to look long to find hurt in this world. Every time I sign onto Facebook or on Instagram or look at the news or talk to a friend, I see that there's hurt, that there's things that we struggle with. And you were chosen to live. So we don't have to sit in the struggle. You're an overcomer. I want to leave you with something. And if you're watching on YouTube, you just got a thumbs up. This is one of the things that my laptop does for me. Like, it also will do hearts. If I do heart this enough, you can see that. But being chosen to live is a decision to make. Do you want to sit in the pain? Do you want to sit and not see what's possible? Because the joy that I have now is deeper than the joy I've ever experienced before I experienced loss. The joy that I have now is greater because I chose to see and I chose to work through it. I chose to grow closer to Christ and I chose to make an impact with it. I chose to live. And you may say, Tammy, I don't want to make a giant impact. I don't want to have a stage. I don't want to start a podcast. I don't want to. And that's okay. You don't have to. God has purposes for everyone. And it goes along and it's so crazy. Just the thing. And it doesn't have to be something like giant, like by earthly terms, to make a deep impact. The impact, by impacting one person, by choosing to live and letting your kids see that you're living through the loss of a family member, loss of a sister, the loss of a mother, the loss of a dream, the loss of a job, the loss of limbs, the loss of whatever your loss is. By letting someone be witness to your journey, witness to see how hard it is. And you can admit that it is really hard. You can admit that you don't want to go through it. Then you pick up your big girl panties and you say, okay, but I was chosen to walk through this. And how the heck am I going to do this? You don't have to know. You just have to believe. You just have to be willing to say, okay, today I live. Today I'm going to take one step forward. Today I'm going to get uncomfortable. And I'm going to choose to be happy. I'm going to choose to experience joy. I'm going to choose to push past what I see and the pain that I feel. I'm going to choose to live because I was chosen to live. Oh, I share the story often, and it's one that's been used in, I did not make up the story. The first time I heard it was in school for my master's in therapy. And it was used in a different way, but I've shared this multiple times on this podcast. So if you listen, I'll listen again, but I want you to renew you. And because it's such a good reflection of us. And we're sitting on a bench and we have our dog. This man is sitting on a bench and he has his dog and there's a passerby and it's like, what's wrong with your dog? The dog is whimpering and he's, you can tell he's in pain and he's like, oh yeah, he's in a lot of pain. He's in a lot of pain. And he's like, oh, well, why is he in pain? What, get him help. And he's like, oh, he's sitting on a nail. What do you mean he's sitting on a nail? Why are you nailing your dog to the ground? It's like, I'm not nailing him he sat on the nail. I'm not holding him there. Well, then why doesn't he get up? He's like, he's tried to get up, but once he starts moving, it hurts. It's excruciating pain. It's uncomfortable. Why does he just keep standing up? Because that excruciating pain is worse than what he's experiencing right now. Friend, we are on a nail. We know that within moments, seconds, if he would just stand up all the way, that excruciating pain will dissipate and the freedom that he experiences. The problem is we get so used to sitting on the nail and this pain that we feel, we get comfortable with. We know our brains are like, okay, I don't like this pain, but I know how to deal with it. It's comfortable. We have to get uncomfortable to live. We have to step out of the pain. We have to step into our purpose. We have to make a choice to stand up from the pain we're in and feel the freedom that we want, whatever the pain is. And unfortunately, there's many times that we will stand up from that nail. Things will go well again. And then something happens and we get back on that nail because again, that pain that we know is a familiar one that we're aware of. We know how to navigate and we don't know how to navigate the freedom. And so it's hard to be on that nail and it's hard to get off of it. Are you willing to do the hard step to experience the freedom? The way my life has shifted since I decided to get off the nail and I'm not letting myself, when I start to feel myself going back onto that nail, I'm like, no, like I can still remember those deep pains, those deep emotional, that the longing that I had to have my husband back, and hearing that it's not happening. Hearing that this is my life now and that this is my new normal and this is not what I wanted my new normal to be. Telling someone that this is their new normal in their first year of grief is like, why would you tell them that? It's not helpful, people. It's not helpful. But what is helpful? What is letting them experience what they're experiencing, experience what you're going through. And then when you make that decision to get off the nail and encourage them, encourage your friends to get uncomfortable, because purpose and obedience and love and the full weight of joy is not inside of that nail. It is not inside of the comfortable life. To feel the full weight of joy, it takes some discomfort, some pain. It takes some intentional action, but it's so worth it. Friend, you were chosen to live. You're chosen to live. The world needed you so bad that God created you. And he's kept you alive to this point. Sometimes of no fault of our own, right? Sometimes we have done some crazy things and it doesn't matter what your past is. What do you want your future to be? I decided early on that I didn't want my kids' life to be, I didn't want it to be defined by grief. I knew that I was not avoiding it. I was not pushing past it. There are times that I'm like, oh, can we get through this a little bit more, a little bit faster? But of course, that sitting in it and the growing through it and experiencing it, that's what makes it heal faster. It's not another person. It's not another action. It's like you have to go through it in order to heal from it. And I knew early on that I didn't want my life to be defined by grief, and I didn't want my kids' life to be defined by it. Shaped through it, yes, completely different. But I didn't want them to be 30 and 40 and like, who are you? I'm like, well, my dad died. I want them to talk about, that's part of their story. And I actually can't wait till they get to the point where they start sharing their story and how it shapes them. And there's times that I ask them, and they're still, you know, still even 12 years later, it's still new to them. Every time they meet a developmental stage, reprocess is over for kids. And I know that it's going to shape them. It's going to be part of their life. Like, that's never going to go away. But I don't want them to stop themselves because of the grief, because of the pain. I don't want them to sit on a nail because they're afraid of what freedom looks like. That if they give up the nail, if they choose freedom and choose to get uncomfortable and walk in their purpose, that means that leaving their dad behind. It's not what it means at all. You get to decide. This is the power of this. Like, you get to decide what of your story you take with you and what you leave. There are things about my story that I have left that I have thanked for the protection it gave me. And then I released it. And I actually, like, I did my own little, like just visualization of like putting it in the ocean and letting it go out like a light lantern kind of thing, where I can watch it just dissipate. Like I thanked it for the experience and what it gave me. Now I didn't throw the whole grief journey on that lantern. It still very much shapes my life, but it doesn't define me. The first thing that I tell people is not about my grief journey. Now, there are times that it's appropriate. There's times that I feel like, no, this person could benefit from it, or this is, I need to share it. So it's my mind to choose. What gets to define me is how I choose to live my life. And I'm choosing to get uncomfortable and, do 200 plus podcasts because it is still going strong. It's still like the where God has me going. I'm super excited about it. I'm terrified because it's completely out of my comfort zone. And I know I'm ready because I know that God's there for me. I was chosen to live and I accepted the challenge. And friend, as you're listening to this, where have you been chosen to live? What have you been chosen to overcome? And have you accepted the challenge that comes with it? Because it's easy to just stay in the pain. It's easy to stay there. And you watch people and you wonder, why do they stay in that pain? Because it's easier to stay with what you know than it is to grow. Let's say that again, because that was really good. It's easier to stay with what you know than it is to grow. It is painful. That excruciating moment that you step up and you don't and step off that that nail, you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know how long the nail is. You don't know. And sometimes it may be more than a moment that you are stretched, that you are in the excruciating pain and difficulty. And then when you get to that freedom side of it and you feel the relief of the strength and you feel the relief of like being an overcomer, life changes. I want that for you. Your purpose is not your pain. You may discover it there. It may highlight things for you, but staying in that pain is not what the intention is. So don't choose it. Purpose comes from understanding what our strengths are through it, how we grew through it, what we want from it, what we are ready to set down. Your purpose is highlighted from more than just that one moment in time. You're ready to discover what your purpose is. I have a workshop coming up. Like, I am so excited about this workshop. I will put in the show notes. I'm going to talk about it multiple times because it's not until May. But if you don't want to wait till May, like reach out now and we can start talking about it right now. Like if you're ready and say, Tammy, like I am ready to get off the nail and step into my purpose. I want to discover what it is and I want to live it because I am chosen to live. I'm choosing to go through the challenge. I'm choosing to make an impact, to live a joy, the full weight of joy. And then as I close, I just want to say thank you for going on this journey with me. I could not have gotten to 200 episodes if there wasn't somebody on the other end listening. If there wasn't a reason for me to have this purpose, if God didn't keep me going when I wanted to throw in the towel, which happens, I'm going to tell you, this is not all glamorous and it's not easy. And I know it's worth it. Because if I've helped you even change one moment of your thoughts, if I've even given you a glimmer of hope that your purpose is there waiting for you and that the full weight of joy can be experienced right now, then everything is worth it. Every tear that I have shed, every pain and every frustration, and every time I wanted to throw my computer, the hundreds of videos that I will start and stop. And even this one, I finally got to the point where I was like, right, what do I want it to be? And I'm like, forget it, Tammy, stop and just speak it. God will give me the words. And this is a really long one, apparently, because we're at 30 minutes. A little over 30 minutes, but I just want to say thank you for being on this journey with me and letting me live my purpose. And I'm excited to see where God's taking it. I've got some really cool things this in 2024 and 2025 that are that I'm starting to see take shape. And one thing for certain is this podcast is not going anywhere. It's amazing what God can do with just a little bit of obedience. And that's, I promise you, that's all that I had is a tiny bit of obedience. The rest was hidden. Some of the stats, over 36,000 downloads. For someone who is not famous and does not have a giant platform and who does not have all of these things, that like it is significant. Also top 2% in the world. Like it is continuously ranked top 2%, which I'm like blows my mind how someone, again, without a big platform, without notoriety or seniority or whatever, all these, like, I'm not famous. And then I just remember, but God. So thank you for letting God work through me and being there and encouraging me on this journey. And I'm just so excited to see where our journey is going to take us next. So with this, like, choose joy, friend, until joy chooses you. I want to see you at that workshop. I want you to DM me, reach out to me, let's chat. If you're ready to discover what your purpose is and live it, then reach out. Don't wait until May. Like, sign up for that too, because it's going to be really good. I have got some really cool things planned for that and what's coming after that. But if you don't want to wait, because time is our most precious resource, reach out to me now and let's chat. And let's see what's possible. All right, friend. With that, choose joy until joy chooses you. And I can't wait to see you again next week. Bye for now.